That's quite sad, really. I'm just down at Calumet, and it's like an old school photography place where basically they order stuff in, I guess, and keep stock of photographers' bags and lights and attachments and everything else. Jason's the managing director in there. I went in and had a chat with him. Turns out they're closing down by the 31st of December, so they're having a bit of a sale on over the next 8 weeks or so. Which is a bit sad because it's the only photography place that people have been sort of telling me to go where you can rent lenses and all sorts of stuff locally. And it would have been nice to do some sort of, you know, wheeling and dealing and bartering in terms of skills and exposure and stuff for a 5D and some lenses and all that. But they're disappearing. They're going away. They're basically moving out of Nottingham totally, which is sad. You know, it's sad for them. Jason's been a manager for the last 4 years. He looked pretty upset and down about it. Supposedly, they're knocking down all of these buildings, from what he said. I don't know what new redevelopment will be going on here, but you know, some of these businesses have just got started here. You know, there's like the Caribbean thing over there, so I guess they've only got a certain amount of time, or maybe they're only taking so many of the rows out. I don't know, but they've got a sale on in there at a minute. If you're looking for any sort of USB and FireWire leads, they've got them sort of marked down from 20 quid to like a quid. They're not massive lengths, but they've got stuff in there. He's also going to put me on a mailing list for all the sale prices that are, you know, all the sale stuff that's going out. But I would recommend, if you're a photographer or you're looking for sort of bags and kits, you might be able to barter with them because they've got lots of stock in here that they need to get rid of before the end of December. Pretty sad. I was hoping that would go a different way than it did, but, you know, that's life, I guess. You know, online competition. Also, though, I will say that I was a bit sort of, you know, they were a bit sort of shocked that somebody wanted to interview them and talk to them, and I asked if I could take photos, and they said, no, it's against company policy, you're not allowed to take photos in here, and all that sort of stuff, which is sad, because I think if people really knew how to use some of the new social tools on the web to talk about their products, you know, and have dedicated channels and put out dedicated videos, then maybe some of these places wouldn't be shutting down, they'd just be relocating to better premises. Oh well, never mind.